he's really jacked up on coffee. Again, here's Steve.
Yeah, Bob, I am. Get over it. Yeah, at any rate, what I'd like to point you to is SteveGruber.com. Any comment you have about what we've talked about today, any comments you have about anything going on, drop me a line. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the link there. You can drop me a line. And you might want to do that after this next guest as well. Tom Hixon is the Vice President of Public Policy and Advocacy for the Michigan Catholic Conference. Tom, welcome to the conversation.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
And the reason you're here, we're here to discuss raising the age at which young offenders can be charged as adults, criminal charges as adults, because Michigan, one of only four states that still automatically charges 17-year-olds as adults in the justice system. So just so I'm clear on this, Tom, and I want to make sure I understand, any 17-year-old charged with any crime is automatically charged as an adult. Is that correct?
That's correct, Steve, and it's been that way in Michigan since at least 1910.
All right, so we've been fairly strict here for a number of years on such things, but you think it's time to change this approach?
Absolutely. We think there's a wiser way to handle criminal charges, particularly as it relates to people that are 17 years old. We think that there's a lot more effective ways, especially for these areas like petty crimes, like loitering or vandalism, things like that, that certainly aren't good things to happen. But do we want these children to be sort of normalized into a court system and sort of, you know, have that become part of their permanent record for the rest of their life, such that, you know, it's difficult to get employment later and difficult to really, you know, turn their life around and make their life a little bit productive one. But here in the state of Michigan.
So what's your plan then? I mean, here's my question, and here's going to be the question of many of the listeners here today. If a 16-year-old commits murder in Michigan, and we'll take it to the extreme, commits murder in Michigan, under your plan, could that young person still be charged as an adult, depending on the circumstances?
Absolutely, and so would the 17-year-old, too. And this package of bills, the Raise the Age package of bills, still preserves prosecutorial and judicial discretion to waive children up to the adult system if there's a heinous crime at any time. So that would not change in this package at all.
So how low, you must have an opinion on that, how low do you think the prosecution of a young person can go age-wise, depending on the severity of the crime?
How young could they go?
Yeah.
Currently, it depends. I mean, we've had an 11-year-old in the state of Michigan that committed murder that was kept in the juvenile system, and we've had children that were a little bit older than that, like 14, charged as an adult and have serving life in prison without parole. So every case is going to be different, and every situation is going to be different. That's why we think it's important to preserve that prosecutorial discretion. But the main thing is, you know, don't automatically, someone that's 17 years old is still young. I mean, geez, I remember when I was 17, Stevie, but you've been 17, obviously, too, and not that we've done anything terrible, but...
Tom,
you know,
I have a very colorful...
A lot of kids have done different things.
And, Tom, I can tell you, I had a very colorful series of teenage years. Anybody listening that knows me during that period of time, they would say, Gruber's right, he was very colorful. And that's the way I'll put that, and I don't disagree. Let me ask you this, though. If you're 17 and you commit a crime, and loitering doesn't count to me, but you commit a crime, whatever it is, misdemeanor, felony, whatever it might be. Are you automatically charged as an adult, or is it the option of the prosecuting attorney's office?
Well, unfortunately, today in Michigan, one of only four states automatically treats them as an adult. So they go through, and, you know, let's face it, not all these crimes, kids are not going to go to prison. You know, they're not going to necessarily go to jail. But they are going to go to probation, be on probation, go through the adult court system, and start to get sort of normalized to that process. And we think we can invest more to the juvenile system and get counseling, get some wraparound services, find out what's really going on in a kid's life. Maybe it's a one-time deal where the kid's drinking a beer somewhere, but maybe it's something that, you know, kid's acting out because their home life is not that good, and we can find resources and ways to kind of help assist this kid. And that can help happen much more easily in the juvenile system, which is more geared toward helping turn people's lives around and actually rehabilitate. Whereas, you know, the adult system, unfortunately, there's not enough programming there, and it's not geared toward that. It's geared more toward punishment, really.
Well, yeah, and I don't disagree with you on the front end of this. I think that there should be discretion, prosecutorial discretion at a minimum. So I see where you're coming from, because I think that a kid, if a kid's 17 years old and gets jammed up on a couple of misdemeanors, which there was a time in my life when I thought a misdemeanor here and there was good for my character. I'm just joking. But, you know, if you get jammed up on a couple of misdemeanors at the age of 17, you're right. It shouldn't preclude you from getting a job when you're 20 or 25, right? Because let's be honest, are you the same person at 17 as you are at 25? No. Let's just be talking about that. Just straight up, no. Are you the same person at 17 as you are at 40? No. But it could seriously derail someone and their efforts to make something of themselves. If a young man or a young woman get jammed up on a couple of misdemeanors at 17, a couple of misdemeanors, because at 17, most kids don't have the resources, especially kids from, you know, more at-risk neighborhoods, don't have the resources to go buy a good attorney that some kids would have the opportunity to do, right? So they don't have the ability to defend themselves properly, potentially. And so I see a snowball effect. I don't disagree with where you're coming from.
Well, no, I'm glad to hear that. You know, and in fact, that's one of the reasons why we have various local chambers of commerce around the state, Grand Rapids and Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, that support this package, because you know, you look at states like Indiana and Ohio, where their 17-year-olds are welcome to enter the workforce if they have a little transgression here. It's a situation that's handled in juvenile court, not on their permanent record. But in Michigan, to follow these kids around, we've heard many examples of it. It's pretty
sure. And if you look to the national stage, Tom Hickson here, he is the vice president of public policy and advocacy for the Michigan Catholic Conference. If you look to the national stage right now, a big discussion about prison reform and all of those things are being talked about right now. So this is the perfect time to have this conversation in Michigan as well. And I agree with you. I don't think that a 17-year-old should be charged automatically as an adult. I do think that it can have a great hindering and limiting effect on a young person, because it's self-defeating. If you go to try to get a job when you're 18 and you had a misdemeanor when you were 17, and now you're charged with a crime, get out of here. Well, that's, I mean, that psychs a kid out. I mean, that plays on your psyche. I mean, that just, you know, and that pushes you in a completely different direction. Why would you want to go to college? Why would you want to do better? I can't do anything. I'm a loser and I'm not going to go anywhere because, you know, they're not going to let me. It becomes a vicious little cycle, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does. I mean, we've got some statistics that say juveniles that are leaving the adult system, whatever case that might be overall, are 34% more likely to reoffend and escalate from more petty crimes up to violent crimes. And it's really harming, you know, you have some of these crimes are not victimless. Maybe it's stealing or shoplifting or something like that. But
let me ask you this, Tom, before we run out of time. I need to know this before we run out of time. Where are we in the process? We got about 45 seconds left. Where are we in the process of overhauling how we do this?
Well, we've got a good opportunity here in lame duck session here in Lansing. It's a bipartisan issue passed out of committee in the House this week. We're hopeful the House leadership will allow a vote in the next week or two, and we can get it to the Senate. We got a short window here, but we can do it.
Well, I applaud your efforts. I think you're doing the right thing. I think it's the place to be. I don't think that charges when a kid is 17 years old should derail their whole life, depending on the severity of the charge. And that does not, of course, violent crimes and heinous crimes notwithstanding, but property crimes and theft crimes and so forth maybe shouldn't destroy somebody's life. Just a thought. Tom, I greatly appreciate you being here.
Thanks for the time, Steve. I appreciate it too.
There you have it. Tom Hickson, Vice President of Public Policy and Advocacy for the Michigan Catholic Conference. Quick break. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.
So you have unfiled tax returns, maybe several, and maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you. In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank. That's no way to live. There is hope. I can help you file those tax returns and negotiate a reasonable settlement with the IRS. I'm Chris McGlatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have held the same mirror for 13 years.
I have been decorated with purple dinosaurs, baseball teams, and football helmets.
I have witnessed 33 Thanksgiving dinners and one wedding proposal.
I have tiny notches marking the growth of 3 children.
I have caused a learning disability.
I am the reason that a 5th grader simply can't sit still.
I am responsible for a 5-year-old's rage.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills.
Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home is built before 1978, your family could be at risk. Let's make all kids lead-free kids. Log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
I am the reason a child has trouble hearing.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.